obviously citrus greening has been an issue for some time and is obviously a significant and serious threat to the citrus industry, particularly in the state of Florida, an industry that in that state has a $9 billion impact on the economy and is connected directly or indirectly to 76,000 jobs. So it's something we obviously have, for the last several years, been very concerned about. And a year or two ago, we established a multi-agency coordinating group that involves state, federal, and local officials and industry officials to begin the process of prioritizing work that needed to be done to address citrus greening, to mitigate its impact in Florida and hopefully prevent its spread to other citrus states. We obviously also began a process of looking at research opportunities and increasing research resources. During the course of the Farm Bill debate and conversation, the Congress believed it necessary and appropriate to extend significantly and, in a sense, earmark a specially designed part of the research fund authorized by the Farm Bill for the purposes of focusing on citrus greening. Nearly $80 million was directed in this effort. Congress directed us to work with the subcommittee of our Research and Education and Extension Advisory Group to determine precisely where the priorities needed to be. That group met last year and started off by identifying 20 different areas that needed to be examined in connection with this citrus greening. They recently targeted four areas in particular, a focus on chemical treatments and therapy treatments and systems and heat systems that would potentially eradicate citrus greening, cultivating the bacteria that would allow us to accelerate research, early detection in the host and vector that causes citrus greening, and creating a resistant germplasm. The announcements we make today are basically in two separate announcements. One, taking a portion of the Farm Bill funding, specifically $23 million, directing it to a number of universities, including universities in Florida, California, and in Kansas, to focus on developing resistant cultivars, to encourage better field detection systems for earlier detection of citrus greening.